Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
Well, good evening. So glad you could join us here Sunday night on 760 WJR. Hope you are enjoying the U.S. Open. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including a couple of guys that I'm with tonight. BC, Mike Fay in the house. Fellas, how are you?
All good.
Doing very good.
Yeah, we're just watching the train wreck coming down the tracks.
Hey, BC, do you want to win?
No, I don't. You take it.
I don't want to win. Do you?
Let's let Sean win.
Okay.
Okay.
Sean, you can have it.
I don't want to win. No. You know, BC, you looked like a prophet about 4 hours ago. BC sent a text out, and he said, boys, the cream's going to rise to the top. And you know what? Like, almost on cue, you saw every guy that you expected to be amongst the leaders make that move up. But as you said, I mean, the last hour, I don't know what happened. Literally across the board, everybody's going, I don't want this thing. Forget it. I want nothing to do with this thing.
It's incredible. I mean, I don't know if the course is showing his teeth or getting fatigued, but I haven't seen a ball hit the fairway. Rahm's about the only one golfing his ball right now, relatively decent, but everybody else is like, McIlroy made a double. I mean, Usti made a bogey, but Usti's like vanilla. You know, he's going to be tough to beat coming down the stretch.
You know, you got to feel bad for Bradley Hughes. He hit it up in the tree today. That was nuts.
I mean, come
don't
on.
Usually see that, Sean.
No.
DeChambeau's hitting it like that way.
Everywhere.
Four right. And then they showed a graphic Mike and I are looking at. There was four red rainbows on one hole. Wham, 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 wham over the green. It's like, oh, boy.
Ended up making double on the par five, right?
Yeah.
Was it seven that Bryson almost aced? He missed it by a foot. I mean, at that point in time, I thought, okay. I've seen this act before. It's over. It's been adventures on the fair. Forget the fairways. Adventures in the rough. Adventures with cases of beer. It's been everything but him taking over in the last hour.
Yeah, he's just gone bye bye. But you know, Koepka makes bogey on 18. You know, at 3 under, and Harris is English is in at 3 under, and
right,
he's sitting there right now. But Rahm missed the fairway on 17, it looks like. Yeah, but you know, I don't get it, but I don't get what just happened. I really don't. Last hour has been like, look like the club professional championship, to be honest with you.
Well, there's quite the rush, as we found out a few weeks back while we were on during the PGA. There's quite the rush while the tournament's going on. We will keep you abreast of what's going on, to be sure. We have to continue with other things. So much happening in the world of golf. And, you know, I've been saying this for weeks, but, I mean, guys, it's a couple weeks away. We're all going to be out there at the beautiful DGC. Can't wait for that. So many other things coming up. We've got a special guest tonight in Shasta, Avery Hart, joining us at about 7:30. But you know what? I wanted to piggyback in case people out there in the listening audience didn't get a chance to hear the conversation. BC, you are not one for overstatements, but you were talking about what a great tournament it was up at the Bear, and it culminated with Bradley Smithson, go green, go white, getting the job done up there. How cool was the whole event? And certainly, what can you say about this young man getting the job done?
Well, you know, we know he's a good player. He's on a pretty good team with some good players, you know, with Pyatt and, well, Walker just graduated. But they've always kind of just never reached their potential. And I think this might be a big step for Bradley. And anyway, what he did on 18 twice was – it was cool. I mean, I am all in favor of cool stuff happening on the golf course. And the way he got the tournament done, being down by two on the last hole, then making a putt from the fringe, and then in the playoff chipping in from a pretty impossible spot back left of 18 at the Bear. And I'll tell you what, there was a lot of people there, and it was really exciting. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not – kind of the rah-rah type guy in tournament situations, but that was cool. It was cool for him. I've known his dad for 40 years, and so good for the family. And so, you know, they work so hard on his game, and it's like I said, it's one of those things that this might be the hump that just gets him over the edge and just show everybody good he is.
You know, Mike, I know you're a positive mental attitude, a PMA guy and everything. Just listening to Bradley Smithson talk, the poise that young man had, you could hear it just in him talking. You know, I didn't get a chance to be up there. Obviously, BC got the up close and personal look at it, but you could hear from the poise that the kid sounded like he was in control.
Absolutely. You know, what was fun to hear is, you know, talking about he didn't know he was that good. Now he knows. And I love that. Like, he proved it to himself, right? Confidence is a big part of this game.
Yeah.
And
you
can
tell kids that all the time. You know how good you are. Mm-hmm. You know how good you are. And they think, you know, you're kind of blowing smoke. But, you know, and we can see it in kids. But this kid is really something special. And it was so good to see that. Okay, that's his potential. That wasn't a surprise to me all week that he just kept. He's kept getting better and better and better.
Got the job done, Sean.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Is that something that you guys see a lot with young people? I mean, serious, because, you know, sometimes outwardly they convey the cockiness. And I mean, we were all there when we were 18, 19, 20, 21. But deep down inside, they're going, can I do it? Is that something that's synonymous with that age group, guys?
I think so. You know, they know they can hit it far. They know they can play. They got college scholarships, but they always have that doubt, and they're always asking us, or they're even asking me, you know, even my best players. It's like, am I really that good? Am I really that good? I mean, even, you know, my best player, he's always asking me. He's like, I think I'm that good. Am I that good? There's always that. I mean, we're always doubting ourselves that much, and we have to hear it. We have to push him. That's Mike. That's our job, Mike, to do that to him.
It is, you know. And as soon as they achieve these goals, I mean, how proud are we, right?
Oh.
That they did it.
Right.
You know?
We knew they'd do it.
Yes.
We just had to push him through the door.
Gotta get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations once again, Bradley Smithson, in case you missed it, wins the Michigan Open. It's an incredible thing to do. What was it, the fifth amateur in the 104 years? I believe that's the number. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's really saying something, fellas.
Well, we have some really good amateurs in the state of Michigan. I mean, you're looking at Chuck Kocious, you're looking at Tom Draper, you're looking at Peter Green, you're looking at these great amateurs. Now the kids these days, I mean, and only five?
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, just goes to show you how many great professionals we've had in the state of Michigan, you know, the Watrouses and the, you know, Walter Hagans and the Ed Fergal. So, you know, it's unfortunately, it's probably one I'll never win, but it's the biggest tournament in the state to win.
How'd you play?
I played all right. I tied for 46. I was
good for you.
I was happy. I got the juices. I got the nerves, and I really felt good. Yeah, I needed that. It was like a punch in the back of the head. I needed a little awakening up and say, yeah, this is what you really love to do. And I was out there, and I'm like, yeah, this is what it's all about. This is fun stuff again. You know,
love to hear that. No doubt about that. Stay tuned. Jordan Young will be joining us momentarily as well. He is in parts unknown. He's always doing something. So we'll check in with Jordan. As I mentioned, we have a special guest joining us as well. Shasta Avery Hart joining us at 7:30. We'll keep you abreast of what is going on at the U.S. Open. And, I I'll reiterate, what's going on at the U.S. Open? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nobody's taking this tournament by the throat.
We just saw a good shot. Yeah. Morikawa just knocked it on the green. Yeah, 18.
You're going to have to tell me about
it. I know Shasta pretty well, too.
Okay, good. Looking forward to it. Shasta Avery Hart coming up at 7:30. Don't you go anywhere. It's Spin on Golf. So glad you could join us Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Well, you know what? Maybe there is a guy that wants to win. John Rahm just hit a long putt to force himself to 5 under up there with Usti. So maybe, just maybe, guys, maybe we're going to have one of those fantastic finishes.
I tell you what, if he hits this green, or he hits his fairway at 18, what's he going to have? 6-7 iron in.
Yeah.
He's, I mean, I can't wait for him to hit this tee shot. He's going to have some serious lead in it. It's going to go.
By the way, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, back to our fine producers and engineers on this show, I think we're going to be checking in any moment now with our partner, Jordan Young, who is in parts unknown. He's DTW. He's a very, very busy man. He's getting his luggage as we speak. So when we touch base with him, we will have a chat with him. What is this I'm hearing about a club toss? Not only did your caddy.
Whoa. We got live on the air? Whoa.
Yes, we are.
Whoa. Maybe. Yeah, I let go of a club a little early. 17 at the Bear. I did. I even told the executive director, you know what? I did it. I admitted to it. And if you want me to pay a fine, I'll pay a fine, because it was a bit frustrating. Yeah.
Now, was it all-star caliber, or was it just one of those frustration things, BC?
It was just a, you know, you bring your driver to the green on 17 because the cart passed way back there. So you're walking up with your driver and your putter, and I actually hit a pretty good, actually a shot on the green, and I horseshoed the putt, and I just kind of flipped it over my shoulder 5, 10, maybe 20 yards, but the putter shaft on the next tee box. I'm like, out of play.
Oh, no.
That club's out of play. Thank God I chipped it an inch on memory. Team where I just tap it in with my hop.
Oh, but that is.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
That is good. So, who do you guys like? I mean, getting back to the Open right now, who do you guys like? Are you willing to put your neck out there for anybody right now?
How are you going to beat Rahm?
Oh,
I mean, he's got a three-hole advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Usti's got a long 30-footer on 14, but he's got to play 15, 16, 17, 18. And I tell you what, you give me in the clubhouse the lead in the U.S. Open. I mean, you know what's happening here.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Phew, I know he's pretty calm, cool, and collective, Usti, but it's pretty nice to be in the clubhouse with a lead.
Yeah, no doubt about that. In case you don't know what's going on, and I'd be shocked if you don't, Usti and Rahm both at 5 under right now. And what looks to be a beautiful day out there. I actually checked the temperature. It was like 62 degrees out there. The wind is just not there at all. Seems like very nice conditions out there. But
62.
Yeah, 62, like 62 degrees.
Turtleneck and a ski cap.
Yeah.
That's terrible. There's no shadow angles.
See, you know what? I forget who I'm talking to. You did say you want that 85-degree day, right? Your thing.
Today was money. Today was money, right, Mike?
It was pretty hot on this afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Ball was humming.
It was going far. Someone told me that when I went by the first tee. Ball's going far now. Like, hey, cool.
It's good. Yeah. I'm glad you're one of the guys that hits it far, because we can't.
Good stuff. How's it look out there, fellas? Getting things together at the DGC? I mean, each week that I have been out there, it seems like you see more and more and more. Where are they in the process for getting things prepared?
I mean, a ton more. Seven's got a big grandstand behind it. One T's got a big grandstand. Two semis were piling in when we came in this evening. So, I mean, Sunday evening, semis are pulling in at the golf club. We're there. We're there, aren't we, Mike?
Looking good.
Yep. Things are cool. Sea of red out here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you pointed out as well, Guido shot a 68 today, and he's by far the clubhouse leader in fist pumps today. People seem to be into Guido.
Oh, yeah. Every time he fist pumped, I fist pumped too.
Absolutely.
That's right. I mean,
the Dago going low. Yeah, awesome, baby. Go low.
We're excited for him. Good player.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, a good week. And he played with too bad the 36-hole leader, you know, Bland. He had a rough weekend, but that was cool to see. Kind of brought some age into the mix there for a little while.
Yeah, it's interesting as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Mackenzie Hughes. I know Jordan Young would yell at me if I didn't bring up Mackenzie. Kind of the story the first few days, and today maybe got to him a little bit. Is that a fair statement, fellas?
The maple leaf got leafed up in a tree.
It was tough to watch.
I mean, it hit the cart path. It went backwards and to the right in the tree. I'm like, man, it's just not your time to win.
They even found it and took lots of pictures of it, too.
I know. They're like, well, we got to identify
up it. Here, it's up there. Look, there's a penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Not good.
The whole world watching me.
Yeah. I wish they wouldn't have never found it.
Hey, I don't want to win either.
No.
You want to win?
No, I don't want to win.
Okay. Good.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's Rahm. I'm with you. Maybe he's the only guy that seems to hit any kind of shot in the last hour. So maybe it is Rahm. BC, you bring up such a great point as well. Do you want to be the guy who's sitting pretty in the clubhouse or the guy that's chasing on the course? Well, it's easy to say that you want the challenge until the challenge presents itself and you have to find a shot in the last three holes. I think that is an unenviable position to be in, to say the very least.
That's a coin toss to me. I mean, I love the fight. I love to be in the fight, but it's the U.S. Open. If somebody could give me the lead in the clubhouse, I'll take it right now, Mike. Sure.
What if Usti grabs it by the throat and goes nuts?
That'd be cruel, too.
Right?
I mean, either way, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's right there.
Yeah, and he's standing on 15-tee, and, you know, and now it's Rahm's turn to go right here.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Game on.
Yeah, it's always interesting when we're trying to do a radio show while this is going on, because for me, I have to keep the TV like back over there. If you're watching right now on StreamYard, my TV is back over there, so I can't turn my head because you forget that you're doing a show, and then all of a sudden you find yourself. Huh? And that's not good for radio. You have to keep talking and everything.
You got a face for radio.
Isn't that the truth? Amen to that. So this is one of those things where I have it on behind me. So I'm kind of living vicariously through the fellas back at the DGC to watch their reaction to what's happening right now. What happened with Rahm at 18?
Not a good break. His ball hit pretty high up in the bunker, and it kind of went up the bank on the opposite side. So he's got a downhiller. To a downhill slope, short-sided on 18. Mm. He didn't miss it by much, Mike.
No.
He missed it by 15 feet to the right of the flag, 20 feet.
Yep.
That
kicked hard.
That was a bad break.
Shasta Avery Hart will join us at 7:30. She will be playing in the John Shippen at the DGC. We've been talking about the John Shippen, and BC, you are familiar not only with her game, but with the player as well.
Yeah, Shasta's good. She's tall. I saw her for a few years, the last few years, and I won't get into the swing details, but man, she can hit it. I mean, she's long. I'm like, how can anybody beat this lady? I mean, she's really good. She's a sweetheart of a lady. And the unknown thing to us men as instructors is the maternal clock clicking with ladies. You know, she's getting that 31, 32 years old, and she brings it up sometimes, and she did bring it up, and I won't bring that up to her tonight, but it is a fact of life, and I think that might be ticking at her a little bit. But, I mean, a great, talented, kind, well-knowledgeable golfer.
Yeah. Flint native as well, played collegiately at Jackson State. She will be playing in the John Shippen at the DGC. So many things going on. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on what is going on out at Torrey Pines as well. BC in the house, Mike Fay in the house. My name is Sean Belizean. Don't you go anywhere. Coming up next on Spin on Golf, as mentioned, Shasta Avery Hart. Kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, some people think that we are joking when we say BC knows everybody. BC knows everybody. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Our next guest is an example as such. Shasta Avery Hart, kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. First of all, we say good evening to you, Shasta, and thank you so much for joining us on Spin on Golf.
Hi, good evening. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So during the break, we're commiserating in BC as well, being BC. And after a couple minutes, Shasta got this look on her face and said, Brian, is that you? And they carried on like old friends. And that's the way it is. Shasta, we say it all the time. BC knows everybody. And I guess you're another example of that, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, BC knows everybody. But I've been working with BC for the past 3 years. So it's been amazing working with him. But he has facial hair, and I'm not used to that. That's why I was totally thrown off.
Sorry. Great seeing you, Shasta. But I just jumped up and down. I almost jumped on Mike here because Rom just made a, you know, 30-foot left to right downhill birdie putt on the 18th hole. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a heart attack watching this.
Shasta, you're going to be playing in the John Shippen coming up. I mean, what a great opportunity for you. This must be, especially being here in your home state as a Flint native. Talk about how cool that's going to be at the DGC.
Oh, it's going to feel so good. Just a really, like you said, like a really great opportunity to really showcase all of our talents. And it's going to be nice to have some family come out and watch me play because we don't really get the chance to play locally. And some of my family doesn't play golf, so it'll be their first time experience coming out to Detroit Golf Club. And so I'm really excited.
Well, and of course, there's a lot at stake. I mean, obviously the competitor in you, but for people out there that don't know, the women's winning team gets into the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. The men get into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's a pretty cool thing as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially from last year, there wasn't any opportunities to Monday qualify for LPGA events. And so this year, they've opened it back up. And so I'm looking at, obviously, Monday qualifying, but also this opportunity to try to get in as much as I can, you know, before Q School comes up. So just any avenue to, you know, to get back out there and stay out there.
Brian, you're familiar with this lady's game. What can you tell us about her game and the success that she's had?
You know, it was funny, Shasta. We were talking about the Michigan Open winner, Bradley Smithson, and he finally kind of admitted, he's like, well, maybe I am that good. And, you know, I've kind of had that discussion with Shasta a few times. I'm like, dang, this girl can hit it. She does this, she does that, she does that. I don't know really how good she thinks she is. And she's really, really, really good. And, you know, I'm waiting for that breakout from Shasta and this. Yeah, that could be it. These kind of opportunities, Shasta, will lend themselves out to the cream coming to the crop, and then the self-belief starts happening. But I mean, she's great to work with. Her attitude's unbelievable. You ask her to do something, she does it. She comes back. I'm like, oh my gosh, you overdid it. We got to bring it back. And that, you know, just awesome, awesome person to work with.
Shasta, is that something that you still deal with? You know, we were talking about young players like Smithson that, you know, they've been playing for a while and they know obviously they're good, but they don't know how good they are. Is that part of the process to get you to where you're at right now?
I think so. I agree. And, you know, thanks, Brian, for those nice words. You know, such a pleasure working with you. But I think that I do fight that sometimes because you always want to remain humble and you don't want to be too arrogant. But in a way, I'm seeing that you kind of have to have that inner self-belief. You don't have to carry it externally, right? But I think internally, you really need to believe that you're the best golfer in the world. You have the best game in the world. Like, you don't want anybody else's game. Like, your game is what you want, and this is, it's the best. And that's kind of how you have to look at it. And sometimes I think it's tough because sometimes we have conditional confidence where if things are going really well, it's really easy to believe, like, I'm amazing, like, I'm playing great, like, everything's going well. And then a couple of hiccups come and it's like, ooh, like, okay, what's going on? You start trying to overanalyze and you're like, okay, let's fix this, this, and this. But I think what, you know, what Brian says is really just, like, you got to realize, like, how good you are. And that's what I have to, you know, continuously, like, tell myself is, you got to be kind of cocky about it.
Shasta Avery Hart, kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf. She will be a part of the John Shippen National Invitational June 27th and 28th at the DGC. First of all, are you familiar with the DGC? I think a lot of times we just assume somebody from our neck of the woods is familiar with it. Are you familiar with the DGC?
I am. I'm very familiar. One of the past members was Dr. Robert Sims. I used to have me come down and play with him off and on, and so I am familiar with both courses, but it's been a while, so I do need a little refresher this coming Saturday for our practice round just to really get everything dialed in. So I am familiar, and I am looking forward to that refresher for sure.
I mean, let me tell you what, the golf course, the golf course is just phenomenal. It really is. I mean, it's like worthy of a tour event. The fairways, Shasta, you'll get on these fairways, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I can sleep on this fairway. They are so good. And the greens are spectacular. The rough's going to be up, of course. But I mean, when you see these fairways and you see your ball bouncing down the fairways and go, wow, that's why these tour players are good, because look at these conditions. I mean, this place is best I've ever seen, and I've played here my whole life. It's awesome.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Shasta, talk about what this means to you as well. Supporting diversity in golf, and certainly there's a lot of positive momentum about that everywhere in life, certainly in golf as well. That's got to add a little something to it as well.
Oh, I definitely think so. It's really about representation. Like, we're out here and we're playing, but it's nice for people to know that we're out here and playing and that we're good. And I think this is the platform to do it on. And what's really great about it is one of the young ladies that committed that's going to go to University of Tennessee. Like, last year she came down to Florida, and I sat in the cart with her and rode around and watched her hit, and just like talked to her and like gave her some like tips whenever she asked. And at the end of the round, she said, "You know, it was really great to not only just meeting you and interacting with you, but to really see somebody that's doing the same thing as me and that looks like me." And some people can relate to that, and it's a good thing. Some people may not understand that, but it's really important to see someone doing something really extraordinary or just unorthodox, and also being able to relate to that. And so I think that this right here is a showcase of what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I guess the follow-up question to that is, it sounds like such a great idea. Let's do more of these around the country, right? I mean, it kind of sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure there's a lot of work that goes into it. Obviously, the schedule availability. I know some of us, women professionals, most of us have Symetra Tour status. And so we are taking a week off from playing in the Symetra Tour event to come here. And so would it be able to happen like for us, like, you know, multiple times during the year? Probably not, but we're definitely taking advantage of this opportunity at least, you know, once this year. And it would be nice to have something, you know, from different regions, right? And just kind of bringing everybody together and just having an opportunity to see how we can play at the highest level.
Go ahead, BC.
Yeah, it's you know, Shasta, I've always said it's a colorless game. And golf's been a colorless game to me my whole life, and it's just hard to believe that now we're finally here. To say it bluntly, I don't know. And you know what? Again, thank you, Danny Gilbert, for him and his team for bringing this up, or bringing this about, and making this opportunity for you. For the men and the women in the city, and then to bring us up to speed in golf. I mean, it's just been, I hate to say I'm ashamed of it. I mean, because I'm part of the past in golf, but let's get on with it and let's get more of it. We need more of it. And I really look forward to it, Shasta.
I do too. I definitely do. And, the talent's there. So we just, right, you know, we need to just develop the talent more and just incorporate more resources. And I just really think there's going to be a really even stronger wave of players behind me that are coming up that are just going to do some really amazing things on the golf course and in the golf industry.
This, of course, is a two-player event. Do you know who you're playing with yet, Shasta? Is that something you already know, or is that something that's coming down the pike yet?
I do. I have someone in mind that we talked. And I'm going to keep it a secret, though. I'm not going to say who it is. I mean, it's like a small number of professional women that committed. But I still want to keep it a secret.
No, nope,
I'll find out. I'll let the show know.
Don't you do it? Don't you do it?
Can't do it. Player coach confidentiality.
Now we are really looking forward to it. It's part of BC. I think you said it well. This is quickly become such a can't miss cool event, and it's not just the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's so much more than that. And June 27th and 28th, that is next Sunday and Monday, it's the John Shippen National Invitational. Our guest has been Shasta Avery Hart. Shasta, I can say with full conviction, we're all going to be pulling for you. No doubt about that. Hope you have the best rounds of your life and continued success to you.
Oh, that was really sweet. Thank you. I hope the same too.
Don't worry about that guy with binoculars behind
trees. That's my dad. Don't worry.
Right. Best of luck, Shasta. We'll be watching. Continued success.
See you, Shasta.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Shasta Avery Hart kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. Now I can find out why the guys were jumping up and down and making a bunch of gyrations, because I couldn't see it the entire time. Mike Fail, let us know what's going on in the LPGA as well. Don't go anywhere. One more segment to go here on a Sunday night. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
I'm going to say again how hard I'm going to be rooting for Shasta for a couple of reasons. Number one, she just seems like a great person. Number two, she is the consummate professional, because we're doing the interview in the previous segment, and she continues to talk and answer the question and be there. And the entire time, and again, this is one of those StreamYard things, Mike and BC are throwing their arms up in the air, kind of punching each other, hitting each other. And I'm fighting the urge to turn my head sideways to see what's going on and everything. Guys, fellas, what the heck happened?
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Rahm just drained about an 18-footer on 18 to go to 6-under. So now wow. He has a one-shot lead over Oosthuizen, who is on which hole?
16. 16? 16 green,
he's
yes.
Got a birdie putt on 16. So there you go.
The juices of a major. It's awesome.
Phenomenal. Absolutely awesome. Phenomenal. Look at
I really wasn't into this one because I'm like, Torrey Pines, it's not a major course. It's not Wingfoot. It's not Baltusrol. It's not. But here we are on Sunday watching a major. It's awesome.
Yep.
Really awesome. Yeah.
Nothing like it. Mike Fay, before we are joined by Jordan Young, we always like to check in with what is going on in the LPGA, and I know you got your eye on that.
Absolutely. In our home state this week, right, BC? Grand Rapids at Blythefield, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. And we have crowned the champion, Nella Korda, starlighted by a third round 62.
Goodbye.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
And she has two-shot victory over Lenona McGuire. Shot 25 under, Nelly did. She'd been playing great this year.
Oh, my gosh. That's not even fair, man. How did they shoot 25 under at that
amazing
place? I mean,
68, 66, 62, 67. Really, 62. Really good stuff.
I mean, the Irish gal, I mean, shot 70 the third round. She had lost by 8 in that round. I mean, that's game changer, you know? No,
all good. And you were talking about the conditions over there. Pretty good at Blythefield.
Yeah, cool place. Chris Wozinski just restored it, and the first year is back open this spring. Really turned out great. Blythefield's a cool old club on the west side of our state in Grand Rapids. Got some cool old clubs over there. The Michigan Amateurs over there this week at Cascade Hills, another cool old golf course. And Michigan Amateur starts on Tuesday for the guys.
Yeah, we hope a bunch of our listeners are over there to watch it today.
Right.
It's good stuff.
And the Michigan Women's Amateur just finished up this wing this week. And I got to check on the winner. I just found out today, teaching the girl that got beat in the second match by this champion, Din. But I'll find out all the details here before we get off the air.
Mm, Good stuff. We do expect to be joined any moment now by our pal, Jordan Young, who just got in from Vegas. He's a very, very busy man, and we will check in with him. As a matter of fact, there he is. Say his name, and he appears. How are you, pal?
I'm good, boys. Exciting U.S. Open and coming down to the wire here. So got a chance to watch 4 hours of it on the plane, just landed. So pretty cool.
Can I give the quick POW before I get?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the USGA, this coverage is just brutal. I mean, playing through. Either you're in a commercial or you're not in a commercial.
They do have a lot of them.
It's a 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. It's, I mean, come on. This is a major, you know, and I always called Augusta not a major because it's kind of above a major. So everybody should be like Augusta, and let's just have a couple hours of no commercials. Let's buck up and have somebody pay for it.
So yeah, just the last day, right?
Just the last day. Come on. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Very nice.
What's new with you, JY?
Talk of the week. Well, just got back from another little trip to Vegas and went to the Golden Knights game, which was spectacular.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
Who won
and,
that game?
Well, you know, some team in red and white and some blue accents.
I can't believe it.
And going to go inside and maybe watch game four here. So, yeah, it was good. We're back playing golf tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Always inspiring to play after the U.S. Open and go out there to get some good feels. So hopefully my body will hold up for 36 holes.
Good stuff. Hey, what did you think about the Michigan Open? I know I had a chance to talk to you or at least commiserate via some emails and whatnot as we plan the show during the week, but we would be remiss if we didn't ask for your take on it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys mentioned, but back-to-back lefty wins and Brad Smithson, which is a super talented kid, great kid, and you guys probably spoke to him earlier and talked a lot about him, but couldn't be happier for him, the family, you know, golf in general, college golf. It's great to see and well-deserved. It's interesting, too, because the whole mental side of it, you know, he's not in the Michigan Amateur. He missed qualifying twice, and he goes up there and goes wire to wire, basically, except for one hole, and wins the championship. So it's just interesting dynamics of how golf works and how difficult this game is.
What the heck? Who's Tyson?
He just hit it in the
garbage.
He's hitting
the crap on top. What the heck is going
on? Oh, no.
Annika, anyway, the woman's Michigan Amateur champion is Kimberly Dinh. She won one up over Michaela Schultz. So congratulations. Correct. To Kimberly. Yeah, a good win for her. One up. They played Saginaw Country Club. Yep, good stuff.
Jordan, I'm telling you right
golf
now.
Golf is always busy in Michigan.
I would put BC and Mike Faye watching this together on pay-per-view. People would pay to watch this. The reactions that these guys have, it's priceless. And Mike Faye's over there just throwing punches a few minutes ago at BC.
Settle down, Mike. Settle down,
it's
Mike.
Been
I'm not
good
excited.
Stuff
You're
watching
excited.
This.
Settle down, Mike. Settle down, Mike.
I don't know.
Oh, you can't believe funny. You just hit funny. It and like boop.
I know.
That's off the
on 17.
Yeah, he hit in the hazard on penalty area on 17.
Sean, I want to take this time to congratulate a couple of my students who played really well down at Purdue over the last couple of days in this brand new series that Nick Faldo has started with the Hurricane Tour. And I had two kids qualify in the sectional to go to the regional, which is the sectional is Michigan, Indiana, and all of Canada qualifying. So.
Ooh.
Carly Luckins and Ryan Tobin.
Awesome.
Moving on to the regional. So good job, kids.
Awesome.
Great
good
job.
Playing.
Great job. That's so cool.
Play it. Always love to ask the guys in the last couple minutes of the show, and that's exactly where we're at right now. What's going on for them during the week? Nice to get that shout out there, Mike, but what do you have going on in the week?
Well, I'm looking forward to a little bit cooler temperatures, to be honest.
Is it going to be cold this week?
A little bit. We're getting there might be like a 69 or 68
yes.
one day.
Mock
so
tools?
I'm kind of excited about that. The tent will be out, but, you know, we'll be ready to go. It'll
okay.
be busy.
All right. That's a bummer. Ball don't go far.
What do you got going on, BC?
Oh, senior junior. Same tournament Jordan's playing in. I got a new partner. My old partner dumped me because he's playing in the Latin American events, you know, Latin American tour. Ben Cook dumped me, so I'm playing with Cody Otten. 36 holes. Looking forward to it. Getting more reps in before the senior open.
Jordan, anything you want to hit on before we get out of here for another edition of Spin on Golf?
No, just glad to be out of 117 temperatures and back to 85.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Glad to have you back as well. We will all get back together again next week. It should be an exciting last. What is Rahm on, or excuse me, Louis on now? The 17th?
17th, yes. Just ready to drop a ball.
Yeah, this has been hell on earth for me because it's right next to my head, Jordan, and I can't turn around and watch it because I have to play the role of host. So I'm going to do this, and I'll delay that other game that you talked about a little bit so I can catch the end of this, and it will all be well. Lots of thanks out there. Shasta, first of all, great to talk to her. Really appreciate it. Mike Parsons, always appreciate what you do. Jeff Marcero, Nick Roddy behind the scenes. And, of course, Eric Dortch back at the 760 WJR Studios. That will do it for tonight. Always a pleasure, fellas. BC, Mike Fay, enjoy, well, the last few minutes of this tournament. We think.
Never know.
Yeah, it's been one of those tournaments. And in the meantime, thank you so much again for joining us here. This is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. We will talk to you again next Sunday, and then it gets real as we start to prepare not only for the tournament coming up next Monday and – or excuse me, Sunday and Monday, but for the Rocket Mortgage Classic itself. We're going to have plenty for you. You know it right here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.